It's day 11 of the Russian invasion, and Ukraine continues an unexpected resistance. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Another ceasefire in the same cities as yesterday is supposed to begin this hour. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson from Lviv.
It's not been a good day for the Russian Air Force. There are reports that they had lost 5 fighter jets that were shot down over this country and 4 attack helicopters. It's losses like that that officials think that's why Russia is stepping up its shelling of civilian areas as payback or revenge. And it's also a reason why Russia shut down its social media. They do not want this bad news filtering out into the population.
Britain's foreign defense ministry says Russia's advance is being slowed by attacks on its supply lines. A third round of talks between Russia and Ukraine is scheduled for Monday. Israel's prime minister returns from a surprise visit to Russia and Germany. Naftali Bennett meeting Saturday with President Putin in Moscow, then speaking with President Zelensky of Ukraine before flying to Germany to meet with Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The trip just the latest attempt at diplomacy in the Russian-Ukraine crisis. Israel is one of the few countries with a good working relationship with both Russia and Ukraine. More calls to stop the flow of Russian oil.
Neither Republicans nor Democrats in the House or the Senate can find any valid reason not to stop aiding and abetting a war criminal. It's that simple.
Republican Congressman Daryl Issa, the Biden administration hesitant to block Russian oil imports, concerns about inflation running high. Two financial powerhouses, Visa and MasterCard, already suspending services, cutting ties with Russia. At least 7 deaths in central Iowa are blamed on twisters, which touched down yesterday southwest of Des Moines. Several buildings in Madison County were damaged, trees uprooted, and power lines are down. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden visiting Texas this week to discuss Veterans Affairs.
The president will visit Fort Worth Tuesday to talk Veteran Affairs in a discussion the White House says that will center around upholding the country's sacred obligation to veterans, in line with comments the president made during his State of the Union speech for Congress to pass a law bolstering veteran benefits. The president has been traveling more this year to promote his agenda and as he looks to salvage low approval ratings over the economy, crime, the border. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A juror in the Gillen-Maxwell case meeting with a judge this week over possible bias. Maxwell, a close associate of Jeffrey Epstein, found guilty of multiple sex trafficking charges.
On Tuesday, the judge who presided over Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking trial in New York will question a juror who told the media after Maxwell's conviction that he'd been sexually abused as a child for years and never told anyone. But on the jury questionnaire, it had asked if he'd ever been the victim of sexual assault or harassment, and he checked no. The judge said after the trial that his remarks mean he likely made a false statement to the court. He told Reuters he flew through the questionnaire and didn't read it thoroughly. Attorneys for Maxwell are seeking a new trial based on this development. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Boston, the latest city to lift its indoor masking requirements. Fox's Samantha Liebman has the report.
Boston, the latest city to lift its mask mandate for all indoor public spaces. The city's health commissioner citing a decline in cases and hospitalizations and high vaccination rates for lifting the mandate Saturday. Masks will still be required in public schools and recommended in settings that serve vulnerable populations. Mask wearing will continue to be strongly recommended, particularly in crowded settings or while interacting with people at higher risk of severe illness from the virus.
Indoor mask mandates removed in Los Angeles County last Friday. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.